In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is born. Merry Christmas. You know, when we have liturgy at midnight, we want to try to rest a little bit beforehand, and maybe we have children and we try to get them to rest a little bit before the midnight service, and it just doesn't happen. They're wired because they're excited, because Christmas is exciting. Of course, when we're children, it's exciting because there's this magical thing that happens. We wake up on Christmas morning and there are all these presents under the Christmas tree and the stockings are filled and so on. It's such a wonderful thing. And for us as adults and as Orthodox Christians, as well as for those of us who are children, it should be an exciting thing because it's something wonderful and miraculous that has taken place. And it's not just that we get gifts on Christmas, although that's a beautiful sign of the greatest gift that we've received. But as we grow and as we mature, we should transfer our understanding of this. It's not just that it's exciting because of some material things, but it's exciting because the most important thing that could possibly happen for us in our life has happened. It's taken place. And to think a little bit about this thing that has taken place, let's go back to the gospel passage that we just heard. It says, of course, that our Lord was born in Bethlehem, and he was laid in a manger. This we know from Scripture. And by tradition, that place where he was born was a shepherd's cave. And you know, you can go to Bethlehem, and there's the Church of the Nativity, and you can go down underneath the Church of the Nativity into the place of the cave, and you can see the manger where the Lord was laid, where they lay him, the place where the animals would eat. That's what the manger is. It's the place where the animals are fed. It's a shepherd's cave, a place where the animals had shelter from the bad weather and so on. Well, this was where the Lord was born. Now, think about a cave. What does a cave remind us of? If we fast forward in the gospel, where do we see the Lord lying in a cave? When he's buried, at his burial, in the tomb. Ah, you see, there's a connection. The Lord is born in a cave to foreshadow his burial. Wow. So think about it. The Lord is born as a little child. And we sing these beautiful Christmas hymns, but sometimes they're a little bit trite. Because we can tend to think of this as something cute that happens, you know? The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. And if you understand it properly, it's not bad. But we must understand that this is something incredible, that the Lord of glory has come into our world. He's broken through into our existence. He's entered into time. The timeless one has entered into time and has become one of us. And why has he become one of us? In order to die. He's born, that little child is born in a cave in Bethlehem in order to die on the cross. But he dies on the cross in order to rise again. Now think about what else that gospel passage mentioned. Herod, the king, the false king, the pretender, Herod. He hears that the wise men are coming and they're going to go and they're going to venerate this child who's born. And he says, I also want to come and pay my respects to this child. He says it falsely. He says it deceptively because he's filled with envy and greed and every kind of rapaciousness, every kind of passion. And he wants to destroy that child because he sees that child, that Messiah, as competition for him. Of course, the wise men are taught not to go back to Herod. It's revealed to them not to go back to Herod, so he doesn't find out where the Lord is. But you see, this part of the story is mentioned because it's important, because Herod represents all the oppressiveness of this world, the oppression of sin, of our own passions, of the devil, of the brokenness and the sickness of this world. All that oppression and sorrow and heaviness that we feel in this life, that's what Herod represents. That which would destroy the child before he even has an opportunity to deliver us. That's what this world wants to do. But it doesn't happen. The Lord has foreseen that. And then we hear about the wise men, and what do? They come, and of course, they have that interaction with Herod, but then they come, and they find the child, and they worship him. And what do they give him? Gold? What's gold for? It's for a king. Frankincense. What's frankincense for? It's for God. We burn incense for God. And myrrh. What's myrrh for? For burial. For the dead. They give this gift to this child, which again is foreshadowing his death. But he's not born simply to die, but to die to deliver us from death, to die to trample down death by death, and to bestow on us life. He dies so that he might rise again, leading us into the resurrection. And you see, this is the gift of Christmas. This is why it's really exciting. This is why our hearts leap up. Even when we don't comprehend it, our hearts leap up. Because there's joy in this world because of Christ, because of his coming, because he's been born, because he's died on the cross, because he's risen from the dead. That's why there's joy. That's why there's peace on earth, goodwill among men. It's not out there. It's in the church. Peace on earth, goodwill among men. And to the degree that the church acts as leaven in the world, which is what we're meant to do, then you find peace there also. But it's not on the basis that you find in the world, but it's on the basis, on the foundation of him who is born today, our Lord Jesus Christ. So brothers and sisters, the cave represents the tomb where our Lord is buried, but it also represents our hearts, that place that might be full of darkness apart from Christ. That place that, before the coming of Christ, was full of animals and their messes and their stench. But our Lord comes to be born there, within the cave of our heart, to cleanse it, to make it a place that's glorious, full of light, a place where the shepherds gather. And in simplicity and faith, they glorify God. A place where the angels are singing. A place where the wise men are worshiping our God. A place where our Lord Jesus Christ, who has come to be born for our salvation, is glorified. May our God grant that our hearts be true homes, dwelling places, for our Lord, where he is glorified now and always, together with his Father, who is from everlasting and is all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Christ is born.
Glorified.